Zondervan presents The Way to Heaven, The Gospel According to John Wesley by Steve Harper, read by Maurice England. This book was previously published as John Wesley's Message for Today. Preface. People everywhere have a deep hunger for heaven. Since I wrote John Wesley's Message for Today in 1983, the public expression of that hunger has increased and found many new expressions, both inside and outside the Christian faith. Evidence spans the spectrum, from formal theologies about universalism to ultra-conservative beliefs concerning the end times. We have seen a fascination with angels, spiritism, and metaphysics, visitors from outer space, the occult, and daily doses of heavenly messages carried on cable television and through the multi-billion-dollar religion industry. A country and western song even pointed to this hunger in the lyric, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die." But the most profound hunger for heaven is the one we find in our own hearts. We cannot escape or deny our quest for eternal life. Untold numbers of people fear that death is the end of life as we know it, and they seek some evidence that the grave does not have the last word. And even more than that, we hunger for heaven because we believe that if it is real, it should have some beneficial effect on our lives here on earth. For these reasons, I have chosen to revise my earlier book and title it The Way to Heaven. There's no doubt that this is a legitimate way to organize theology, and those who are familiar with John Wesley will immediately recognize that he used this view in his own understanding of the gospel. For some time now, Wesleyan scholars have known that John Wesley was not fundamentally a conceptual theologian. He did not organize his beliefs into topics. Rather, he developed theology in relation to life. This has caused some critics to deny that he was a theologian at all, but his choice of theology as an order of salvation was deliberate and decisive. For him, the grand notion of redemption was summarized in the phrase, "the way to heaven." His own words say it best. "I want to know one thing, the way to heaven, how to land safe on that happy shore. God himself has condescended to teach the way. For this very end he came from heaven. He hath written it down in a book. Oh, give me that book. At any price, give me the book of God. I have it. Here is knowledge enough for me." As we will see, understanding the gospel as the way to heaven allows God's sovereignty to remain supreme while at the same time inviting us on a journey that responds to grace all the days of our lives. It is theology for living, practical divinity, Wesley liked to call it. It is a way of viewing theology that transcends Wesley's time and addresses us today. This kind of theology is more than content. It is a summons, an invitation to life. I'm grateful that Zondervan has seen fit to ask me to revise John Wesley's Message for Today. I never imagined that the little book would be in print for 20 years, much less having a second life beyond that. I thank Stan Gundry, who approved the original volume in 1983, as well as this one, and Dirk Bersma, the editor who worked with me on this edition, for supporting this revision and helping me in the preparation of it. I am equally happy that this revision appears in the 300th anniversary year of Wesley's birth. If you have previously read John Wesley's Message for Today, you will quickly see that this new volume is mainly an expansion, with new chapters and only a few minor changes to the original text. You will also see that the expansion is primarily in terms of Wesley's method and mission. In 1983, I did not see the connection between his message and these additional elements as clearly as I do today. In fact, I have come to realize that we cannot properly understand his theology apart from the vision that inspired it and the purpose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?